Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Oh, by the way, I'm in a much better mood today
than
I was yesterday.
Really?
Even though the world is still crumbling.
It's on fire. The world's on fire, but Mock's okay, you guys.
I just needed a day to get it out of my system. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I totally understand. You got to download it all to your friends.
Yeah.
We're all your friends. I get it. Sometimes you just need to download. Listen, you're like the happiest person I know. Sometimes I want to punch you in the face. I get it.
It's relentless.
I know. I understand. But like sometimes even the happiest person on the planet has to have a bad day. Otherwise, you wouldn't be normal. I would look at you and be like, you're an alien. Kind of like the picture you sent me this morning of Emily Ratta, whatever her name is.
Oh my gosh. You guys.
Like
5 weeks postpartum and she's already posting all the nudes again and she looks the same.
I just responded back to Mock. I'm like, she's a freaking alien. Like, there's no way that somebody can look like that 5 weeks after giving birth. Like, and why do you post that? Why do you do that?
Why wouldn't you post it?
What?
I would be naked all the time.
I would too, but I probably wouldn't be posting it everywhere.
Well, that's true. But she is a model. Like, that's her actual job.
I guess if that's what you do with your life, it's like all you do is you're like, this is my ass. These are my abs. These are my abs. Like, that's all you do. I guess I can understand. Like, that's what you're used to doing. But I just can't imagine that being my life.
I just looked at those pictures and I was like, and it's video. Like, there was an Instagram video. Mm-hmm. So it's very, I don't know how you use like
person,
editing software.
A person came out of that 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago. There's not a lump. There's not a shred of cellulite. There's
nothing.
Not any sag. There's
nothing.
Her skin is taut as ever. And I am furious about it.
I know, right? It's not fair.
You guys, we did not realize, but we were informed yesterday that our code
checks
works at MyPillow, at either MyPillow.com or the number that you see on your screen right now if you're watching, 800-875-0513. If you use code CHICKS, you get
Nathan.
40% off of my slippers. 40%.
That's a big deal, you guys. 40% is, I mean, it's a really big deal.
Yeah, it is. And that's
and they're
for
awesome.
The slip-ons or the moccasins.
Right. And like I have the moccasins, she has the slip-ons. And as we've said, it's not like they're made of kitten fur, but they could be made of kitten fur. Like, if I were to describe them, that's what I would describe them as, being made of kitten fur.
That hug your, like kitten fur that somehow squeezes your foot.
Right.
In a kitten fur hug.
There are kittens inside the moccasins that are squeezing your
like they're
butt.
All doing this kind of thing on you without the nails.
Without nails, but nice. Inside the moccasins, hugging your feet. That's basically what they are.
That's totally what they are. And by the way, we also learned yesterday that those slippers took 2 years to develop.
Oh, my God.
Because you know how Mike Lindell is. He wants
his stuff. He's a perfectionist.
He wants his stuff to be amazing. So, and like we've said, we pointed this out too, the soles on them are good for indoors or outdoors.
Right.
You can totally wear them indoors or outdoors.
Go walk your dogs outside, you know,
you could.
Or your cats, whatever.
And then they've got like that memory foam stuff. Like they're amazing.
Melanie,
so,
thank you.
Oh my gosh. So you guys, get your slippers right now.
Get them.
Because it's 40% off using code
CHICKS. That's the code.
Oh my God.
It's actually just chicks.
It is. Don't
but
put all those
how,
eyes
but this
in
is the phonetics. This is the phonetic version of our code.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So
what's happening? What's happening, Mom?
Very exciting news indeed. Okay. That Joe Biden is apparently finally going to address Congress.
Oh.
So Nancy Pelosi did the formal invitation to say, hey, do you want to address Congress, because it's time.
Yeah.
And so the date has been set. It is April 28th.
Oh, April 28th. Okay.
Which
I think I'm doing something on that day. I'm doing something on April 28th. I can't remember what it is.
Were you going to wash your hair?
I know, right?
I was just thinking the same thing.
It's not washing my hair. I do have a prior engagement on that day. But I probably will get around to watching a little bit of it because, you know, it's going to be entertaining. It's going
to
be like,
I'm hoping that it's actually going to be on at a reasonable hour. What with Joe Biden needing to go to bed early.
A nap. Yeah. He'll need his nap.
I'm hoping it's like 7:30. You know what I mean? Like, right. Let's just get this over with.
Oh, my God. It's going to be.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be like Weekend at Bernie's. It's going to be so bad. What are you going to bring me into this? It's going to be bad. Yeah.
Why you gotta?
What do you gotta, Mark? Yeah. So, you guys, we were talking before we got on about how Patrice, what's her name from
Colors.
BLM? Patrice
mm-hmm.
Colors. If you get mad at her for buying 4 homes, you know, with all the BLM money, you are in fact a white supremacist.
No, you're a terrorist. It's a terror tactic.
It's a terror tactic of white supremacists.
Okay, fair. Yes.
Right.
That's correct.
Sorry, just like so blah this morning. But she's like, Matt, I mean, you can't do that. You can't say anything about her buying 4 homes.
No, you can't. Because why would you question a Marxist taking advantage of a highly capitalist system?
Why would you do that?
Don't do that.
Don't.
Thank you, Laura. Laura said that she saw that TikTok and yesterday it was hilarious and she thought of me. Probably the Australian one.
I don't know
which one she meant, but
the portfolio.
Oh my God. Yeah, I guess.
I love it.
Oh my God.
You know what? If you protest her house, like Janine is saying, they should protest at her house. They should. If people protested at her house, they'd all get arrested, right?
Yeah.
Because
it's probably gated and there's probably guards with guns and
totally.
You know, I mean,
right? She's protected.
Yeah.
She's protected. You can't do that. And you would be considered, you know, like she said, you would be considered a white supremacist terrorist. You just can't do that.
How
Terrible.
Dare you? How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you?
Did you guys see the big expose from Project Veritas of CNN yesterday?
I saw bits and pieces. Give us more detail, Mark.
Oh, my God. So two big stories came out of that. It was a director, like a... some sort of director from CNN, and the director was caught on tape, as these people always are with the Project Veritas stuff. And the first conversation that they released, because there were two videos, and the first video was all about how this guy just openly admits, yes, we totally put out propaganda.
Right.
Our mission of last year was to make sure that Trump didn't get reelected.
Right.
And, he said, I'm 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe that if it wasn't for CNN, if it wasn't for us, I don't know that Trump would have got voted out. I came to CNN because I wanted to be a part of that. They also said that they purposefully would show Joe Biden jogging in all of their little video clips to make it look like he was really fit and really in shape and really doing fine health-wise. And that anytime they could, apparently there was like a... they made up a handshaking story of Donald Trump so that it would look like that he had neurological issues.
Oh my
He's
God.
Openly admitting this, right? It's incredible, the stuff that he said out loud. And then the second video that came out showed him talking about how they basically are using this Matt Gaetz stuff as actual propaganda, that they're harping on Matt Gaetz because they know that he's dangerous for Democrats and they want to help Democrats.
Right.
They openly said all of this.
Yeah. Well, CNN is a propaganda machine. They're a propaganda machine. This is what they do. And if you believe otherwise, you have problems. They are not journalists. CNN is not journalism.
Isn't it amazing?
It is a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And they might as well like be China at this point.
Yeah.
They're gross. They are so gross.
And the other thing that came out is that they said, well, now, because the journalist, like the Project Veritas person was asking, okay, well, you know, Biden's in now, so what's going to be the next focus? And the guy said, we're going to put all our efforts this year into creating awareness of climate change and how dangerous it is. And so the journalist asked, oh, you know, because, so you're going to like try to make people afraid? And he goes, fear sells. And almost as if on cue, there was a tweet from CNN yesterday that said, the pandemic has given us a trial run. Experts say the COVID-19 pandemic has taught hard lessons that countries can use to tackle another major global crisis, climate change. And it's laughable at this point, right? I mean, they do it like right after they're exposed for planning to do that.
Right.
It's amazing.
But the thing is, there are so many dumbass people in this country who just lap it up. I got to tell you, I'm not trying to be mean. I really am not. I don't want to say this out loud, but I know some of them.
Yeah.
I know them. They are like, I mean, these are people that are like in my circle that watch CNN and they believe this garbage. They do.
I know. It's so sad.
I don't even want to admit that, but they do. They still watch this garbage. It's garbage. It's utter garbage.
I know. And I cannot believe that, like, because now it puts the whole story that we told yesterday about Brian Stelter with the vaccine selfies.
Right.
It puts it in this whole new light, right? Like, is he going to talk about this or is he going to keep focusing all of his attention on Tucker Carlson and what Tucker ate for breakfast?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, do your job, you lunatic. And you don't get to say anything now about Tucker. I'm sorry, but your entire station was just completely exposed.
They were completely exposed. But then what happens?
Well, you know? That's true. Yeah.
I mean, they still have a platform and people still lap this garbage up like it's actual truth. And then they have the audacity to look at Fox and go, Fox is bad. Fox is propaganda. Seriously? I mean, Fox is like the one outlet that has you can say they have a conservative slant, but there's one.
Well, I mean, Newsmax and OAN, but they're not part of the majors.
They're not major. I mean, you can still consider them alternative news sources at this point. I mean, that's how I consider them. They're not on like the major networks.
Right.
You know? And so they almost had to come into existence to fight all of this other garbage. You know, because look at it's like, think about it. That's what happened in our last election. I have to be careful of what I say so this doesn't get shut down, right?
The action L.A. Olin's Day.
And it's sad that I have to be careful of what I say in America, right? That's another thing. We're at this point where I have to be careful of what I say. And I have to be careful of what I say on Facebook. And I have to be careful of what I say on Instagram. We have to be careful of what we say in a free America because of these jackhats at CNN, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where we are now.
And all of the fact checkers.
Right. And that should terrify everybody. And it's because of these jackhats. It's not because of the Foxes, you know? It's because of the CNNs of the world. So they should be ashamed of themselves. And everybody who supports them should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, and it's why it's so great when Governor DeSantis gets loud about it, right? Because his video was just taken down with a bunch of health experts.
Right.
He has a panel video taken off of YouTube because of COVID misinformation.
Uh-huh.
We're getting misinformation now about everything related to COVID. So
exactly.
Now Sanjay Gupta, the CNN doctor, who's always been like very, oh my God, Fauci's awesome, but, and he's a Trump hater, whatever. Now he's like, oh yeah, so the former CDC director, Redfield, under Trump, he was probably right that the virus did originate in the Wuhan lab.
Oh my God.
And this, I guarantee you, this is the first of a million examples we're gonna see of them walking back some of the statements that they made and presenting new information that we have known forever,
right,
but has been classified as misinformation this entire time,
yeah,
which is dangerous and it's not honest and it's scary. And I'm
dangerous.
So glad Ron DeSantis pushed back on it.
Dangerous is a very great word. And so when you hear people like, you know, the Michael Moores of the world, you know, Jabba the Hutt saying, hey, you know what? Shut down Michigan again. Just shut it down. You know, completely shut it down and put pressure on Gretchen Whitmer to completely shut it down again, which is what's happening right now in Michigan,
yeah,
right? They want to completely shut it down again, shut it down, shut it down. And who cares about businesses? Like, tell these businesses that they just need to suck it up some more. And, you know, Biden will help them. You know, the Biden administration will go ahead and give them money and they'll come up with some sort of solution to help these businesses. Screw you, dude. You know, it's like a year ago. This is what you told these people a year ago, and people have been destroyed. You don't have to worry about it. You have mansions that you can go to. You have no idea what it's like to actually own a business and have to survive and have a small business and have it get squelched by big government. You have no idea what that's like because you're a gajillionaire. Screw you.
And by the way, lockdowns don't work.
Right.
I mean, why are we even doing this again?
Right.
I couldn't believe it when the CDC director said that. yeah, no, we're not going to rush the vaccines because that has a little bit of a delay. They just need to lock down.
They've learned nothing about herd immunity. They've learned nothing about, I mean, they've learned nothing over the past year. Nothing. So, I mean, and so we're looking at like celebrities and all these other, I mean, shut up. Just shut up. People are, at this point, people are like, so you told us a year ago it would take 14 days to flatten the curve. And now you're telling us you want us to lock down for another 14 days. You think people are going to listen to these jack offs?
They're not. And none of this makes any sense when the border is completely open and all these COVID ridden people are allowed to just come in and disperse wherever.
You're absolutely
like,
right.
You don't get to tell us what to do anymore.
Right. You're
absolutely. You just don't.
Bingo.
God.
Bingo. When they don't have to wear masks, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to follow any rules. They get to be put up in nice hotels when we have, you know, Americans sleeping on the streets. It's like you. Oh, God. It just drives me crazy. Yeah,
well, and somebody made a great point about that yesterday. I wish I knew who said this, but they were like, at this point, it is easier to come into the country illegally than it is for American citizen to return home from another country.
Right.
Because now you got to show all your tests and all your, you know, you got to show your, so now it's easier for the illegals to come.
Yeah,
listen, I mean, that's insane.
I just went through a situation where I orchestrated a company going public. A couple people who are in very high positions in this company couldn't even travel to New York. They couldn't even travel because of the travel restrictions.
Yeah.
And then we got illegals coming into this country and it's like, totally fine. Let's put them up in hotels. I mean, it's like, it enrages me. They couldn't enjoy their company going public, but yet illegals can come in just willy-nilly. It's totally fine. Hey, let's put them up in a great hotel. Let's pay for it. I mean, can you imagine? This is what's happening in our country right now. It's insanity.
It's nuts. It's totally nuts.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. So yesterday, remember how I was super mad because I'd heard the press conference with the police chief in Minneapolis and the people throwing questions at him were so mean to him. So he's resigned, which, you know what? I don't blame him a bit.
Wait, she's resigned.
The cop has resigned and so has the chief of police.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They both have. I didn't know they both had.
Yeah, okay. They both have. And it just makes me, it just is so infuriating. But at the same time, I'm like, suck it, Minneapolis. This is what you get. And so now, of course, they have to scramble. And who's going to want to stay? You know what I mean? The mayor of this Brooklyn Center suburb where all this took place is such a moron. He did a presser yesterday. And I was like, oh, my God, how is this guy in charge of anything? He is so stupid. I mean, he's so, so stupid.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of mayors are. I mean, look at the Indianapolis mayor.
Oh, my God. Well, that's true.
We got a lot of just absolute morons running cities in this country.
And by the way, the mayor is a black man. The guy he just fired for having the audacity to say out loud that the cop involved in the shooting deserves due process, also black. These are all Democrat lunatics. Their city is the one that is in flames right now. Yeah. So again, I would just point you to the Breitbart article from John Nolte from yesterday where he was like, you looking for that unracist, nonviolent, liberal utopia? Come to rural Magaland, because that's right. Where it is.
Uh-huh.
Ugh! It makes me so mad.
So you're dead on. Mm-hmm.
This Sunday, NBC is hosting a vaccination special.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. I wish I were kidding. And in it—
Is Anderson Cooper like— he's CNN, isn't he?
It's worse than Anderson Cooper because—
Who?
It's Matt McConaughey— who is going to be interviewing Fauci. There's going to be all kinds of like skits and all kinds of just dumb BS bullcrap. I'm trying to find the story about it because I want to tell you that
they're
people.
Making like a show out of this. This is what they're doing.
This is what they're doing.
This is so creepy to me.
Yeah.
I'm so creeped out by all this.
Okay, here it is. Okay, so it's this Sunday. I don't know what time. It's going to be an hour-long vaccination special called Roll Up Your Sleeves.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to have Michelle Obama, Matt McConaughey, Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda, Dr. Fauci is going to be interviewed by Matt McConaughey, and viewers will get to hear from Dr. Fauci on how to separate fact from fiction about the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. He's a great one to do that since he's been wrong like a gajillion times.
It's going to be hosted by NFL star Russell Wilson and musician Ciara, who are married to each other.
Yeah.
J-Lo, Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, and Billy Crystal also to be featured.
Oh, Billy. They dug up Billy Crystal. That's interesting. He's been around like forever. What's he been doing? They're like, hey, Billy Crystal, come on out here. And like, you know, maybe like do some stuff from Comic Relief from 1984. The hell?
I know. It's my just God. So dumb.
Okay, so is Johnson & Johnson the one? Johnson & Johnson the one that six, is it five or six women have...
Six
women have had blood clots, right?
Right. One has died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out of what, a million vaccines?
Almost 7 million.
7 million. Okay.
Yeah. You have a 1 in a million chance of having this issue. If you're on birth control pills, you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of having the same issue.
Which is kind of a lot.
But, you know, you can, birth control is out there. It's everywhere. It's fine.
Right. Okay.
So Trump saying that he believes this is a conspiracy between Biden and Pfizer to get Johnson & Johnson out of the way and to make Pfizer all the money.
Really?
That's what Trump is saying. I don't know what to make of that. I'm just telling you that's what Trump is saying.
Well, there are a lot. I mean, it's just interesting because the press on this is just crazy.
Yeah, it's all over the place, right?
It is like all over. Man.
There's people like me who are like, well, I mean, that's just one more reason to wait and to not rush to get a vaccine. But then there's all kinds of people who are like, how dare they stop the production of this? Why are they pausing something when the risks are so low?
Right.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm. So,
well, there are some people that I know and love who have clotting issues. And so women in that age range. And so I'm like, stay away from that particular vaccine. And one person in particular that I know has taken another company's vaccine and she's fine. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that she doesn't take that vaccine because if there are clotting issues, you don't want to take a chance on that. But it's one of those things that, I mean, I would have been freaked out if she had taken that vaccine and not known about the clotting issues.
Yeah.
You know, because she has clotting issues to begin with. So it's one of those things. It's like, that would have been nice to know. You know?
Well, I just wonder, like, how much do we really know? That's the problem. There's just not enough data. It's too early. I mean, for me, you guys.
I know. And that's, listen, I mean, I think that I'll push back and say, I do think, because I have worked in pharmaceuticals and I've written documentation for all this, the regulatory stuff on the regulatory side. And I do know that government is the one that puts up a lot of obstacles to make it such a long process.
Yeah.
That's why it takes so really, that's the majority of why it takes so freaking long for drugs to go through. So if government got out of the way, I think that these drugs could be made a lot quicker, which is why, you know, I do believe that. I really wholeheartedly believe that. However, with that being said, these were really, really short trials.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think that maybe it's just like a teeny bit shorter than what I would have liked.
Well, and right now, everybody that has taken it, whether you want to believe this or not, everybody who has been vaccinated in the past however many months, 6 months, you are in the clinical trial. Okay, so you are providing the data.
Right.
And so I am grateful to you for doing that because it's your data that I'm going to wait on until probably next year before I make a decision about getting vaccinated.
Totally.
So... yeah. Thank you for being.
And then there's
part
also, and then
trial.
There's also the mechanism, right? I mean, the way that a vaccine works is kind of the same way that you getting it works. it builds up antibodies in your system.
Yeah.
So if you get it, it's kind of the same mechanism, right?
Well,
so,
and as a person who's had it, it makes me more nervous too about, I just am not ready. Not ready. Your boy Dave Grohl collaborated with Mick Jagger.
What'd he do?
Write a song that's not very good. I listened to it yesterday and I was like, okay, it's not very good. To create a song about like what
let me be the judge of that, Mock.
I mean, it rocks, it slaps, it bumps, as the kids would say. Yeah. But I don't like Mick Jagger. I've never been a Stones fan particularly.
I love the Stones.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Dave Grohl does a little bit of the background vocals. He obviously does the guitar and the drums and whatever. But it's Mick Jagger singing. And it just is a really monotonous song about coming out on the other side of this pandemic and like how great it's going to be when we can get back to normal. And so I thought, okay, well, that sounds like a hopeful song. But really what they're doing is that they're calling anybody who hasn't gotten vaccinated or doesn't want to a flat earther. So they're basically making comparisons to anybody who has a doubt about the vaccine right now. You're basically the same as a flat earther. The lyrics are dumb, and there's barely any melody. It's just dumb.
Well, remember when they used to sing about cool stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, this is the thing. Is when rockers get old, they start singing about dumb stuff. Like, quit. Just stop.
Just
don't sing about a vaccine. That's not what rockers are supposed to sing about. Like, what are you doing?
I know, right? It's like the dumbest thing for them to sing about.
God, just.
I know.
Sing about cool stuff. You're supposed to sing about, like, you know,
like sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Right. I was just going to say that, but I didn't want to say it. But it's true.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right.
All right, guys. Bring it in. Bring it in. Oh, my God. That was such a great stretch.
That was
guys.
Really good.
That's such a great
big stretch.
Oh, it's a big stretch. Thank you, guys.
You can't not say that to your dog your dog
big
stretches.
Big stretch, Cash.
Oh, my gosh. Big stretch.
You're such a big boy. My bra is showing. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyways. All right. You guys have the greatest Wednesday ever.
It is a Wednesday.
I had to think about what day it was. Have the greatest Wednesday ever, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Why do the Democrats want open borders even though it damages national security and the people coming into the United States are brutalized by the drug cartels along the way? I'm Sarah Carter. We discuss that in the latest moving of the COVID-19 goalposts on the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.